This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden will welcome Japan's prime minister to the White House next hour in his first face-to-face meeting with a foreign leader, a choice that reflects Mr. Biden's emphasis on strengthening alliances to deal with a more assertive China and other global challenges. Mr. Biden and Prime Minister Suga Yoshihide also look to counter messaging from Chinese President Xi Jinping that America and democracies in general are on the decline. The Kremlin said Friday Moscow and Washington did not share the same vision of creating mutually beneficial ties and that President Vladimir Putin would decide what counter-sanctions to hit Washington with. The Kremlin was speaking a day after the United States imposed a broad array of sanctions on Russia, including curbs to its sovereign debt market. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov did not say when counter-sanctions would be announced. Norway and the United States Friday signed a defense agreement paving the way for the Pentagon to invest in military infrastructure in the Nordic country that shares a border with Russia. Washington and Oslo, which have had defense agreements for 70 years, also agreed on the conditions under which U.S. troops can travel to Norway for regular training. A NATO member, Norway has refused to allow foreign countries to establish permanent military bases on its soil in peacetime in order to avoid provoking Russia. Russia's plan to temporarily restrict movement of foreign warships in part of the Black Sea will not affect the nearby Kerch Strait, the RIA news agency reported Friday, signaling lower risks for regional trade from Russia-Ukraine tensions. The Kerch Strait is a crucial part of the regional grain trade connecting the Azov Sea with the Black Sea. This is VOA News. Police in the U.S. city of Indianapolis, Indiana, are investigating what happened at a FedEx facility after someone shot and killed 8 people late Thursday night. They said at a Friday morning news conference the suspected shooter killed himself. A police spokesperson said 5 people were taken to hospitals with gunshot injuries, 1 in critical condition, while multiple others had walked into nearby hospitals. She said it was too early to tell whether the shooter was an employee at the facility near the airport. The World Health Organization said Friday COVID-19 cases are increasing globally at a worrying rate, with the number of new cases doubling each week. The pace approaches the highest rate of infection since the pandemic began. At a virtual briefing at the agency's headquarters in Geneva, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said countries that had avoided widespread infections are now seeing steep increases. India battled a record surge in COVID-19 cases Friday as hospitals ran out of oxygen and beds. Meanwhile, politicians held election rallies and hundreds of thousands of Hindu devotees attended a weeks-long festival, infuriating health officials. A massive second wave of infections, second only to the United States in total, forced authorities to restrict movement of people in Mumbai, New Delhi, and other cities amid growing calls for faster vaccination rollouts. Final preparations are underway for Saturday's funeral of Queen Elizabeth II's husband, Prince Philip. The ceremony is pared back due to coronavirus restrictions, but still reflecting his long life of military and public service. Police patrolled the long walk outside the walls of Windsor Castle as a steady stream of well-wishers left floral tributes. Broadcasters from around the world have set up position outside the historic residence west of London for the most high-profile funeral of a senior royal since that of the Queen's mother in 2002. The coronavirus pandemic has forced hasty revisions to the long-rehearsed plans for the Duke of Edinburgh's funeral, with government guidelines limiting guests to just 30 people. The United Nations released $1 million Thursday from its emergency fund to provide aid to the Caribbean nation of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, following a series of devastating volcanic eruptions. The UN's spokesman said the funds will provide for urgent humanitarian assistance to impacted people, especially those who've been evacuated. Eruptions have continued to occur daily, with ash clouds covering the country and reaching surrounding islands. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.